Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. atmosphere. God is changing my stuff. Open your mouth.
Good morning to Hour of Power and Praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Good morning, glory. Hallelujah. We give God glory this morning because we know that God, yes, he is changing our story. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, prepare yourself for greater, because God has nothing but greater for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God this morning. Amen. And you know how we do. Amen. I got to pray and allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. Amen. Let me pray, y'all. Come on with me this morning. Amen. Let's wake up. Let's stretch. Amen. Because, yes, God is changing our story. Come on now. Hallelujah. Father, yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, God, for this morning, Lord Jesus. We woke up this morning, Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit, in our right mind with the activity of our limbs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I give you glory this morning. Father God, as we come, God, this morning, Lord God, we just ask, Lord God, that you'll continue, God, to have thine own way, God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, even now, Lord God, that you anoint us afresh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, anything that's going on within our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you will break every yoke, God, every yoke of limitation, God, off our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, we come with uplifted hands, Lord God, giving you praise, giving you glory, giving you honor this morning, Lord God, because you are God all by yourself, Father. We thank you, Lord God, today, Lord God, that we are amongst the living today. We have another chance, oh God, to praise, to worship you, God, in the beauty of your holiness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, we open up the airways right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against every, yes, Holy Spirit, anything, God, that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus, any interruptions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we cancel every assignment of the enemy right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we call forth your Holy Spirit, God, to break every yoke right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Father, now, God. I'm asking that you touch me from the crown of my head, God, to the soles of my feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will move self out the way, that the Holy Spirit can have his way this morning, Lord God, that the anointed will sit on the inside of me today, Lord God, that I will speak, God, that what you have me to speak, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless thy people, Father God, all around the world, Father God, whoever may be listening this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. greater. And we say thank you, Father, for grace and mercy this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, what you're going to say, how you're going to open doors, how you're going to close doors, God. Ah, yes, God, how you are breaking the spirits of limitation. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, I hear you, God. How you are breaking the spirit of limitation off of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we call forth the abundance, God, in our lives, God. Purpose, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for grace. We thank you for mercy. These things we pray in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen this morning, y'all. Come on, let's go with me this morning. I'm going to go to 2 Kings this morning, 2 Kings, the 7th chapter. Amen. I'm not going to read the whole thing, amen, because I won't have time, praise God, to finish the assignment that God has given me. But in your spare time, I want you to read 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, from verses 1 through 18. But I'm going to read some, y'all. Amen. Praise God. Just follow me, follow me, follow me as I go. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the 7th chapter. The Bible says, amen. We're going to go to, let me say, verse number one. The Bible says, then Elijah said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a sheaf of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two sheaves of barley for a shekel at the gates of Samaria. Now, I'm going to go down to verse number 7. Amen. Therefore, they arose and fled at twilight and left their camp intact, their tents, their horses, and their donkeys, and they fled for their lives. And when these leopards came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one tent and ate and drank and carried from it silver and gold and clothing and went and hid them. Then they came back and entered another tent and carried some from there also and went and hid it. Then they said to one another, we are not doing right. This day is a day of good news, and we remain silent. If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, let us go and tell the king's household. So they went and called to the gatekeepers of the city and told them, saying, we went to the Syrian camp, and surprisingly, no one was there, not a human sound, only horses and donkeys tied, and the tent intact. And the gatekeepers called out, and they told it to the king's household inside. So the king arose in the night and said to his servants, let me now tell you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we are hungry. Therefore, they have gone out of the camp and hid themselves and fled, saying, when they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city. And one of his servants asked and said, please, let several men take 5 of the remaining horses which are left in the city. He said, look, they may either become like all the multitude of Israel that are left in it, or indeed, I say, they may become like all the multitude of Israel left from those who are consumed. So let us send them and see. Therefore, they took 2 chariots with horses, and the king sent them into the direction of the Syrian army, saying, go and see. And they went after them to the Jordan, and indeed all the roads was full of garments and weapons which the Syrian had thrown away in their haste. So the messenger returned and told the king, then the people went out and plundered the tent of the Syrians. So a sheaf of flour, fine flour was sold for a shekel, and two sheaves of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. According to the word of the Lord. Hear what I'm saying now. According to the word of the Lord. Now the king had appointed an officer on those hands to, he leaned to have charge of the gate. But the people trampled him in the gate, and he died, just as the man of God said, who spoke when the king came down to him. So it happened just as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, two sheaves of barley for a shekel and two sheaves of fine flour for a shekel shall be sold tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. Then that officer had answered the man of God and said, now look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could such a thing be? And he said, in fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. And so it happened to him, for the people trampled him in the gate, and he died. Now, remember when I read the first verse, prophetic word came. Then Elijah said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a sheaf of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two sheaves of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Here we are talking about this morning, amen, glory to his name. I want to talk to us about your set time. All day yesterday, I kept hearing the word, your set time. Meaning that just as there is a due date for a pregnant woman to give birth, there is a set time for your promise, okay? But don't expect to give birth without any pain. Oh, come on, somebody. Our next text tells us of a famine condition that existed in 2 Kings. Amen. It was a famine, praise God. It was a condition that existed. And in the midst of the famine condition, the man of God speaks a word, a promise that has attached to it a set time. Because if you hear what he was saying, everything that he spoke, amen, had a set time on it. Tomorrow about this time, that's what he said. I want to start the word today by saying to you that for every promise, for every prophecy, and for every dream, there is a set time. Come on, somebody. Come on with me this morning, y'all. That is to say that there is an appointed time for that word or that promise or that dream to be manifested. It is no different than the natural. Come on, somebody. When a seed is sown, there is a process that the seed goes through before there can be a harvest, okay? But as surely as the seed is planted, if it is kept in the ground and properly cared for, there will be a due season and a harvest to come. This is probably one of the most difficult lessons there is to learn as who we are and believers and how to wait on God. Somebody say, how to wait on God. Okay, come on, somebody. We get a prophecy and we think it should happen the next day. And when it doesn't happen in a week, we get concerned about it. Come on, I know we all do, praise God. There's months that we get really concerned. And then don't forget, and if it doesn't happen a year, we get worried, amen, and say 5 years, and we think God has forgotten all about us, or come on, somebody, it was just wishful thinking. I'm here to tell you today that this is part of the process. Somebody say part of the process. Part of the process. Every dream, every seed, every promise must go through a process. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says in Psalms 105:19, it says, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. It tested him, okay? This tells us that, remember when Joseph had the word from God, a dream? It was a word from God, it's a dream, amen? And that the word from God, amen, God tested him. Okay, come on, somebody. In other words, he was tested by time to see if he would hold to that word, that dream, or if he would forsake it. Time is the great shifter, come on somebody, through which all of our dreams must pass. You know, when you think about, and I'm saying, we think about, amen, how we pour the flour in a shifter and how it comes out, praise God, because it has to go through, amen, a refiner, and it has to get all the stuff out, praise God, hallelujah. And then you had the fine flour, amen, praise God. Almost like the same time, amen, this is a great shifter through which all dreams must pass through. You see, time tests our faith. It challenges us to prove whether we believe God or not. It is critical, y'all. Come on, somebody, what we do during our waiting season. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. There is a set time for your word, your dream, your promise to come to pass. As I'm talking to somebody today out there, praise God, I hope this word is going to help us all, praise God, this morning, praise God. God has established a time for that word to be manifested. Just as Hannah carried the prophet Samuel in her womb for 9 months before there was a birth. You and I must also carry the word of the Lord, the dream in our spiritual womb until due season. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why I always say, amen, that when God gives us a word or he speaks a word in the midnight hour, it's up to us to conceive that word, take that word, nourish that word. Oh, come on, somebody, cultivate that word, bring it back to our remembrance, praise God, hallelujah. You see, there's a lot of people that are wanting a birth, but they haven't really gotten pregnant yet. You have to first, come on, somebody, hallelujah, you got to get pregnant with promise. Oh, my God, I give you glory. You can have a word for a long time before you get pregnant. You see, you don't get pregnant just by hearing the word once. That word has to get down into your spirit. It has to take effect in a way, amen, praise God, that you speak. Amen, praise God. It has to affect the way that you speak, the way you talk, the way you walk. Amen, praise God. See, when a woman gets pregnant, amen, praise God, we're going to talk about the birthing here now. Glory to God, glory to God. You can tell it. Changes start taking places. Amen. Praise God. She thinks now, I don't know, some of you men, praise God, might have been around women. Amen. Praise God. They get pregnant. Amen. Praise God. But I'm talking, amen, today to the women and the men. Amen. Praise God. Just going to help you. Praise God. So see, when a woman gets pregnant, you can tell it because why? changes are taking place. She thinks pregnant. Amen. Praise God. Everything she looks at, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Everything she looks at tells you she's expecting. She talks pregnant. And in a little while, amen, she walks pregnant, praise God, hallelujah. I seen one yesterday, praise God. I was like, whoa, Lord Jesus, help her, God, to get down the hallway. Praise God, hallelujah. And then once she gets pregnant, there is a due season for manifestation. You notice that as she gets closer to the due date, she becomes uncomfortable. She doesn't fit in her clothes, amen, that she used to wear, praise God. She doesn't sit where, oh, come on, somebody, sit where she used to sit, amen, praise God. See, when you are really pregnant with promise, you start outgrowing some things, amen, praise God. You start outgrowing some places, some things, some people, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. In other words, you are not satisfied with things the way they used to be, amen. They always been, praise God. There's a divine discontent and a divine my tongue is getting tied up, y'all. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. There is a divine discontent and a divine dissatisfaction that begins to grow in you. You have an expectation of something greater. And that expectation of something greater is making you uncomfortable where you are. A pregnant woman has a tendency to experience extreme mood swings. And, you know, sometimes, praise God, we get the mood swings, y'all. We get the mood swings, amen, praise God. That's in the natural as well as in the spiritual, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. For no reason or at all, she may just burst out crying. Amen, praise God. And we all do that sometime in the natural as well as in the spirit. Just bust out crying. You don't even know why you're crying, praise God. Hallelujah. True spirituality. When you are near delivery or manifestation, there are strong emotions that begin to stir in your spirit. It may be crying 1 minute and shouting the next minute, praise God. Just as in the natural, there is a struggle before the birth. So it is in the spiritual realm. There is usually a great warfare just before the manifestation. Come on, somebody. Have you ever been going through some things and turmoil and trials and tribulations and all the things that's going on in your life? Praise God. Hallelujah. That is called the warfare. You wonder why I'm going through warfare the way I'm going. Everything seems to be coming up against me. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's usually great warfare. Hear what I'm saying this morning. Glory to God. Just before the manifestation. We need to realize that just before manifestation, Satan will do everything he can, come on somebody, to get you to cast away your confidence and to abort the promise. Oh, come on somebody. I want you to hear what God's saying today because I don't want you to abort everything. Anything, amen, praise God, that God has set before you, praise God. You are pregnant with promise, amen, praise God. And somebody say, I'm going to succeed. I'm going to get all that God has for me, praise God. God gave a word of promise concern a turnaround. God established a set time and said, tomorrow, about this time, where there has been famine, there will be plenty, and where there has been lack, there will be abundance. God gave a word in 2 Kings and told them, praise God, hallelujah. Though what you're seeing right now, praise God, is going to be a turnaround. Somebody say a turnaround. It's going to turn around for your good. Amen, praise God. There is God has set a promise before us, letting us know, praise God, that you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be the lender and not the bar. You shall be above and not beneath. Come on, somebody. somebody. You should have land that you never tilled. Amen. Praise God. The word of the Lord was spoken by the prophet. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A prophetic word. But the word has to be tried before it can come forward. Amen. Praise God. It has to see. Praise God. No matter what will you push on in what God has called you to push on into. For those who believe God, this brought great joy to their heart. But the truth is that from the natural perspective, nothing changed for the better when the word was spoken. In fact, before the breakthrough came, it actually got worse ever. Now, have you ever find that, amen, that God give you a word, praise God, and it seemed like everything, yes, Holy Spirit, come up against you, praise God, Hamashanda. But at that point of time, you have to do something different. You have to get into the things of God. You have to get into a prayer and worship of God. You have to get around people that talk in faith. You have to, praise God, push on in, praise God, because everything, the word of God tells us, amen, that every word that God gives us, it shall be tried by fire to see if you're going to stand or you're going to wait on the Lord. The thing about it is time. But you are in your set time. You are in your now moment. So you have to just wait on the Lord, amen, to bring forth, amen, that what he has spoken on the inside, amen, praise God. Have you took conception of what God has said, or is you wavering in your faith, amen, praise God? This is no time to waver in your faith, amen, praise God. It is time to walk by faith and not by sight. Get the word of the Lord. Get the book of remembrance. Bring it back out again. I don't care how long it's been. Amen. I don't care. Praise God. If it's been 5 years, 10 years, and the word has not come to pass yet, just know that God is working out things. The word has to be tried. Will you hold on to the word of the Lord? Know that before the manifestation, there is always warfare that you have to go through, praise God, to get what God has for you. The word has to be tried by fire. Come on, somebody. So here, even to the point, amen, if you read the whole chapter, amen, they was eating at the cannibalism. They was eating their own children, even to the point of cannibalism. Come on, somebody. They were eating their own children when every natural evidence disputed the word of God. Because remember, there was a famine in the land, praise God, hallelujah. And they didn't trust God, amen, praise God, to bring the word to pass. So they started eating their own children. Now, I'm not saying amen, praise God, today, praise God. I think that we got more sense than that, praise God, hallelujah. If you have to fast and wait on the Lord when you don't have nothing to eat, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God will provide, praise God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We thank you for it, God. We know that you will provide. I hear you, Holy Ghost. I know that you're going to make a way. Yes, God. I know that you're going to bring things to pass, God. I know it within my spirit. Amen. Praise God. We have to walk the word, talk the word, eat the word, praise God. Hallelujah. When every natural evidence disputed the word of God, and when from all visible, circumstantial evidence is looked as if it was getting worse instead of better, all of a sudden, the report came from the four lepers outside the city gate that there was food in abundance. And in an instant, the famine was broken, and the word of God was manifested at the set time according to the word of the prophet. But what I want you to see is that while everything inside the city was getting worse, and every natural evidence was disputing and defying the word of God outside the city gate, God was working. Somebody shout right there, God is working for me. God is working it out for you. God is superseding your expectation. He inspired four lepers to get up from where they were and go to the Syrian camp. As they walked, God caused the Syrian army to hear a sound as a great army marching towards them. And they fled in fear, leaving an abundance of supply of food and other things behind them. The point I'm making is, just before your breakthrough, you are likely, come on somebody, to experience the greatest contradiction of your promise. This is where, like the pregnant woman in labor, it is time to push. It is time to praise like you never prayed. It is time to bless the Lord. It is time to pray like you never prayed and confess the promise and stand on the word and declare the faithfulness of God. I don't care what you're seeing. I don't care what you're hearing, what you're looking at. Praise God. But it's time to lift ourselves up. It is time, amen, to get into the things of God. It is time, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. No matter what's going on, praise God, you got to learn to push in the midst of all that's going on. You got to take control of the word that God has given you. Praise God, hallelujah, know that God is changing your story, praise God, hallelujah, and yes, it is going to get better, yes, it's going to get better. I'm talking to somebody out here, you are pregnant with promise, and God is going to do that, what he said he's going to do, but know this, amen, hallelujah, the word that God has given you will be tried by fire. Wait, I say, wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, and he will deliver. Amen, praise God. With that being said, amen, let us go to a song. Praise God, and I will be right back because why? All night long, this song rang in my spirit. I heard it all night long. So all the song that God has given me in my spirit on last night, I'm going to give it to you today. Amen. Know that you are blessed by God. And no matter what it looks like, what it seems like, praise God, you and everyone that's around you, you're going to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. And know this, you will win.
Against your home, the enemy came up against your children, the enemy came up against your name, the enemy came up against your character. You will win, win, you will. Came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will.
you. That's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's just tell them, everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
You've got God to carry you.
It's your winning seed.
I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't work failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
Holy Spirit, it is during the time that many abort their promise. promised. They have come to their due season, but everything looked worse than ever. Come on, somebody. And many begin to believe what they see and hear and feel in the natural, and they abort the promise of God. Listen, 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 and listen to this and how the Bible says in Galatians, oh, come on, somebody, 6:9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, come on, we shall reap if, come on, if we faint not. That word faint means to loosen, to dissolve, to crack, to break down. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. What this word is saying is you can actually come to your set time, be in your due season for manifestation, and because you faint, crack, dissolve, loosen, break down, you can abort your promise. This is what happened to, come on, somebody, to the first generation of the children of Israel. They came to the border of their inheritance, the promised land, and they had come to the due season, but instead of pushing through to the birth of their promise, they aborted it. They came with a word. But listen, as we look at what happened here, amen, praise God, God calls things to happen, amen, to move the lepers, amen, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. So God will call things to happen in order to bless you, amen, praise God. We don't have to make it happen. The Lord will make it happen. Know that this is the due season, your now season. This is your birthing season. Amen. Praise God. I know some of you, praise God, are uncomfortable. I know some of you, praise God, are wobbling. Praise God. I know that some of you, praise God, hallelujah, got anger issues, all kinds of stuff that's going on. Praise God. But in the midst of it all, amen, don't give up on the promises. Don't get to the border and abort. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory for that word. Don't get to the border and abort the promise. Come on, somebody, because God has a plan for your life. Amen. I came with a word to encourage you this morning. If it seems that all hell is breaking loose against you, you ought to praise the Lord, because that is the greatest evidence there is that you are on the verge of a manifestation. You are in your due season. Your set time has come, and this is no time for fainting. This is time for pushing. Push through until you break through. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, push through until you break through. This is your set time. Prepare yourself for great success. Hallelujah. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for great breakthrough. I hear the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Push through until you break through. This is a word, amen, from the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Let us not be weary in our well-doing, for in due season, we're going to reap if we faint not. Don't faint. Ha, yatoko yataba sanda. Don't break down. Don't crack. Amen. Praise God. Keep praising. Keep glorifying him. Keep lifting him up until you see the word that promised. Ha, shatoko yataba sanda. Come through. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give God the glory this morning. Amen. For his word this morning. We thank and praise him. Amen. For all that he is doing, all that he is saying. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Know that God loves you. He cares about you. He said, I will be with you until the end of the world. Come on. Hallelujah. Just know that your greater, your greater, your greater is coming. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that you was blessed by the word today. I'm going to pray out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift your hands. Give God the glory. Know that, praise God, that you are on the verge of pushing. Amen. Praise God. And you will give birth and you will not abort what God has put inside of you. Amen. Take conception of the word. Amen. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for what he has done, what he has said. Amen. What he has put in our spirit this morning. Amen. Keep giving him praise. Keep giving him honor. Keep giving him glory. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, we just honor your presence. We honor your presence. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for speaking to us this morning, Lord God. We give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as we take this word, God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you have a plan for us, God, a plan of good and not of evil, plan to bring us and to our expected end, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said that you are giving us promises, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the promise that you have given us, God, throughout our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we know this is our winning season, oh God. Oh God, no matter what it looks like, God, whatever fire, God, that was burning, God, we will overcome, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, I ask that you move by your Holy Spirit on today, Father God, for your people, oh God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Move upon us, God, this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, break every yoke, God, that's not of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said it's the anointing that break yokes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, break the yoke, God. Yes, break the yoke, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, that said that we're not going to make it, God. Break that yoke, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, break the yoke of being discomfort, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabbi Sheikh, oh God, break every negative yoke right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, knowing that you're going to make it, God, make your word good, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I ask that your protection be upon us, God. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, God, today, Father God, for what you're doing, God. We thank you for open heaven, God, today, Lord God, that you are pouring out your blessings upon your people, God. We ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, close every door that needs to be closed, oh God. Open up doors that needs to be opened, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And as you spoke, God, this morning, Lord God, prepare ourselves for success, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we take that word and we hide it within our heart, God, that we would not sin against you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, God, today, Lord God. Now, God, manifest yourself in our lives, God, like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let your blood prevail, God, against every demonic force, God, that's in operation right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, oh God, that you will lift up a standard against it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray, God, right now, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, God, for your divine protection, God. We pray for divine intervention, oh God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray right now, God, for good health, oh God. God, we pray, God, yet, kata tono bo sheku yata da bashanda. Rabba sheku yata da bakrama shanda. Open the financial doors, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for loosen lulululu bashata yata da bashanda. Loosen your glory upon our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. So Father, we say, have thine own way. Move by your Holy Spirit, God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, have your way on today, God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, glory, God, glory, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you, Lord God. Yes, God, move by your power, move by your spirit, move by your authority, God. Yes. Holy Spirit, have your way. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we say thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus, for what you're getting ready to do. We thank you, Lord. Bless thy people, God, all over the world, God. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. My soul says amen on today. Praise God. I have a song for you. Praise God. Go out shouting. Go out giving God the praises. You got victory. You will win. Prepare yourself. Amen. Praise God for success, because success is your portion today. Divine healing is your portion today. Divine intervention is your portion today. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, have your way, God, in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, God bless you.
And Olive has to go through 3 stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the Olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. For the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. I feel a shame.
refreshing in the spirit, preparing me.